Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rangers. This week, we're diving into the deep blue sea to solve a mystery. Do whales ever sleep? It would take a pretty big mattress. Ah! Ahoy, Earth Rangers! I am out on the open ocean. It's right around midnight, and wow, should you see the stars out here. We're hundreds of miles from the nearest city, so there's no light pollution at all. Just constellations as far as the eye can see. Wait, is that a shooting star? No, that's just a satellite. Well, too bad. I would have wished for a clue to solve our mystery of the week, which is, how do whales sleep? That's right, Earth Rangers. I chartered a boat so we could solve this age-old mystery. Not just so I could reenact my favorite scenes from Titanic. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm still throwing out my arms and screaming, I'm the king of the world! Every chance I get. But right now, we have more important duties. You see, I'm going to dive into the sea to find out how whales sleep. Like, do they snuggle on the sea floor under sand blankets? Or do they float on the surface so that they can breathe through their blowholes while they catch 40 winks? Or, ooh, do they circle around and curl up like cats? That would be cute. Oh, right. It's exactly 11:52 p.m. I think that should be late enough for a whale bedtime. But the only way to find out is to dive in. Okay, you ready?
Earth Rangers, can you hear us? It's my first time testing out this state-of-the-art scuba podcasting kit. Testing?
Perfect. Hey, fun fact, did you know that SCUBA stands for Self-Contained Underwater Breathing Apparatus? I'm thinking about trademarking SCUPA, Self-Contained Underwater Podcasting Apparatus. Think it'll catch on? Oh, well now that that's sorted out, I have to say, it is very dark down here in the depths. Let me just turn on the flashlight on my SCUPA mask, one sec. And my sonar detector. Gotta find the nearest pod of whales. And there we go. You hear that? According to the beeps, a pod of whales is not too far from here. Come on, let's start swimming. Now, with these supersized flippers I'm wearing, I should get there in no time. And quietly enough to not wake a sleeping whale. So, while we make our way over to those whales, I bet you're wondering, why does anybody sleep anyways? Wouldn't it be more fun to stay awake and spend the night however we like? Sleeping takes up a ton of our time. I mean, couldn't we use that time to learn French or play the harp or travel around the world? Nope. If we didn't sleep, we couldn't do anything at all. Not learning French, not playing the harp, and definitely not traveling around the world. Why? Well, because we'd be exhausted. Or worse, we'd be dead. Turns out, sleep is pretty important. The longest a human being can go without sleep is about 8 to 10 days. And we know this because scientists conducted carefully controlled experiments, watching the people to make sure they were okay. This is, definitely not something you want to try at home. You see, When you skip just one night of sleep, you'll feel drowsy, angry, and super stressed out. You'll have trouble concentrating, your hand-eye coordination will be way off, and you'll be way more likely to make clumsy mistakes, like tripping or bumping into things. Skip two nights, your brain will start shutting down for a few seconds at a time, and you won't even notice it. We call this microsleep. As if that's not bad enough, you might start to see, hear, or even feel things that don't exist. Like you're dreaming, but you're actually awake. You're also way more likely to get sick because your immune system needs to sleep too in order to protect you from diseases. So, as much as I'd love to stay up all night learning French, playing the harp, and traveling around the world, all at the same time if I could, it's probably for the best that I get my beauty sleep. Humans need about 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night, depending on their age. That's actually pretty light compared to some animals. Woo! Oh my goodness, I need a short break. That pod of whales is actually still quite a ways off. But I am making good progress. Scuba diving is serious cardio if you're on a mission. While we wait to get a little closer, why don't we count down the top 5 sleepiest animals on the planet? Here we go. Coming in at number 5, snoozing at an impressive 16 to 18 hours a day, we have the giant armadillo. They're not just the sleepiest armadillos in the world, they're also the biggest. They can weigh between 45 and 130 pounds. Sadly, these sleepy critters are a vulnerable species, thanks to habitat loss and hunting. Their numbers are dwindling. I'll have to check up on them during my next visit to their native habitat, South America. And at number 4, the python. There are lots of different kinds of pythons, and they're all great at sleeping. They sleep up to 18 hours a day, and they're nocturnal, so they do most of that sleeping in the daytime. So if you adopt a pet python, expect to see it snoozing when you get home from school. In number 3, the little brown bat. These little buddies sleep almost 20 hours per day. And just like pythons, they're nocturnal, which means they're only awake at night. And when they're awake, they are chowing down on bugs. We're talking mosquitoes, moths, wasps. Bats like their flying food. They can catch up to 1,000 bugs a night. That's pretty impressive considering that these little bats only weigh about 0.5 ounce or 15 grams. Second sleepiest? Well, that'd be the sloth. Now, you might know sloths for being slow. Like, really slow. You see, living beings get energy from calories and food, right? Well, sloths only eat leaves, which are pretty low in calories. And it takes them a long time, like hundreds of hours, to break down those leaves and turn them into energy. Their top speed is about 0.25 kilometers per hour, or 0.15 miles per hour. To put that in perspective, the average able-bodied kid your age walks about 4.8 kilometers per hour, or 3 miles per hour. That's 20 times as fast as a sloth can move. Now, sloths sleep around 20 hours per day, which technically ties them with the little brown bat. But since their metabolism only functions at about 40% of an animal their size, even when they're awake, they're basically asleep. And coming in at number 1, the snooziest, sleepiest creature on Earth is the koala. Koalas sleep around 20 to 22 hours a day. That's a lot. But why are they so tired? Well, in some ways, it's the same story as the sloth. Koalas only eat eucalyptus leaves, and those leaves are very low in calories, so it takes koalas a long time and a lot of energy to digest leaves that don't give them a ton of energy in the first place. Whew, okay. Now that we've counted down the sleepiest animals on the planet, we should be getting pretty close to that pod of whales. Shh, quietly now. Let me check my sonar one more time. Yes! Ooh, they're close. I'm approaching at a depth of about 5 meters below the water's surface. And I'm swimming and podcasting. very quietly so as to not disturb the pod. But I think... is that them? Yes! Earth Rangers, it's them! There are these big shadows ahead of me, and I can just barely make them out, but... whoa! Look at that! This pod of sperm whales is sleeping vertically. When you and I sleep, we sleep horizontally, lying down on probably a mattress, our heads are on the pillow, and our feet are at the bottom of the bed. Remember, when something is horizontal, that means it's positioned from side to side, parallel to the horizon, hence horizontal. Vertical means something is going from top to bottom, or bottom to top. These sperm whales are sleeping with their tails pointing down towards the ocean floor, and their faces aiming up towards the surface of the ocean. It looks so cool. And you usually don't see whales in that kind of position. Also, I'm pretty sure that not all whales sleep like this. I mean, the orca, for example, sleeps horizontally near the surface of the water, like a log. In fact, we call that behavior logging. But this raises another question. How are these whales breathing while they sleep? Remember, they don't breathe through their mouth. They breathe through their blowholes, which is on their back. I think I'm gonna need to get a little closer to check this out. Here's a little background info on breathing. Human beings are what we call involuntary breathers. We don't have to think about breathing. Our bodies will just breathe for us. When we sleep, we don't need to remind our lungs to breathe. But whales and dolphins, they are voluntary breathers. They need to remind themselves to breathe. They need to breathe on porpoise. Sorry, I couldn't resist. But then, how do whales go to sleep if their brains need to keep reminding their body to breathe? Well, you know how human beings' brains are split into two halves, the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere? Well, whales' brains are like that too. And whales and dolphins have the power to put half of their brain to sleep while keeping the other half awake. One hemisphere can be wide awake, watching for predators, keeping an eye on things, while the other half dozes away, getting some much-needed rest and relaxation. And whales never sleep for too long. Instead of the 10 hours of sleep you need every night, whales take multiple naps throughout the day. Most of these naps are somewhere between 10 to 45 minutes long. And because sperm whales can easily hold their breath for over 2 hours, they don't need to come back to the surface while they sleep. Wow. Okay. With that in mind, I think I better head up to the surface now. I don't want to be here when they wake up. And it's almost my bedtime. I'll check back in with you once I'm back on the boat. Okay, we're back. Sleepy. Before I head back to my berth, that's a bed on a boat, by the way, to catch a few well-earned Z's, I have 3 more fun aquatic sleep facts for you. The first fact is about stingrays. These animals use a clever technique to get some rest. They bury themselves in the sand. What a great way to avoid predators while having a snooze. Fact number 2 is all about jellyfish. So, do you think jellyfish sleep? I mean, they're really different from us humans. They're totally boneless, they don't have brains, and they're made of more than 95% water. But they do, in fact, sleep. You gotta wonder, how did scientists even figure that one out? It's not as if we can, like, ask a jellyfish if they've had a good night's sleep or listen for jellyfish snores. What we can do, however, is watch changes in a jellyfish's behavior. And it turns out, jellyfish become less active and less responsive at night. Sounds a lot like sleep, doesn't it? And when the scientists didn't let the jellyfish rest, they were less active the next day. kind of like how you feel drowsy and sluggish if you stay up too late. And finally, fact number 3 is all about orcas. When an orca calf is born, they don't sleep for an entire month. You heard me. A month without sleep. You see, whales need blubber to keep warm under the water, and baby orcas don't have enough. So, if they want to keep their temperature up, they need to move all the time. Plus, they need to move to the surface to breathe a lot more than grown-up orcas do. The babies can't sleep, so their mothers can't sleep either. I hope this orca calf gets its mom something really nice for Mother's Day. All right, listeners. Don't forget to check in on the podcast section in the app to leave some comments on today's episode. All this talk about sleeping whales is making me mighty tired. So I think I'm gonna say good night, sleep tight, and don't let the orcas bite. Keep on dreaming and keep on ranging.
Bye.
Earth Ranger.
Earth Ranger.
Earth Ranger.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.